FY 16 OSP Level 3 March 3rd 2015 Visionary Dance Theater.
Randy's here to start.
What I read, they're very active in one of nine districts. It's a new 501c3. They're very closely aligned, or they're part of an umbrella organization with VSPA. So emerging, I did not see a diverse staff, although it's a small staff. As far as the diversity of the board, there are two females. All of the board members have dance background. In terms of the artistic and programmatic quality, I just read that the descriptions of the bios of the artistic director and the business manager, and reliance on the fact that they're very closely aligned with the VSPA. On the organizational management, I read that the artistic director is very busy managing the different aspects of the vision umbrella, and that they're very closely associated with VSPA.
What is VSPA?
That's their umbrella organization. Okay. It's the, where's the Philip acronym here?
It consists of provides following general dance and musical theater.
They spell it out. Oh, here it is. It's the Visionary School for the Performing Arts.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So under... So in the financial management, again, they just acquired a bookkeeper and a tax advisor, BeAssure Tax Services. Again, because I think they were just emerging and they're still part of the VSPA umbrella, there's not a whole lot of detail for the new organization. In terms of audience development, what I just read was they're going to continue to grow the VSPA dance activity. So that's what I said.
Audience development education programs. Weak evidence of how they would adopt those outreach programs. It stated what they want to do, which is continue to grow VSPA dance and theater programs by through involvement. So not their programs, but VSPA groups. Continuous outreach activities into public school system. Again, it's stated, but it's not explained. So there is evidence, but it's weak. And their last program, same thing, continues to commission work from guest choreographers. It is stated, but it's not explained. So the evidence is there, but it's weak.
On the diversity, I just want to add or piggyback on that. So they have a spring dance concert, Pasiones de la Danza, in District 9, and the rest, they show no work done in those other districts, and the same for in-reach and outreach, there's nothing stated. And then I think both the other comments, I didn't want to duplicate what they said, but
okay.
Wanted to emphasize the lack of outreach and in-reach.
Okay. Yes?
And maybe this is a question.
Uh-oh. It's getting silly now.
Help me out.
It's
getting. We need to save this for the end?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that. Good restraint. Material comments. Let's go out strong, guys. Don't
let you down now.
Don't taper out now.
No one's talked about finance, have they?
Nope.
So there's no way.
Perhaps.
So I can address that.
I'll mention that. I mean, it's they're a new organization. Their finances, the income, the revenues are small, but they appear stable per our criteria. But everything's pretty small receivables, small expenses. I think they have $50.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Net $50.
Other than the mention of the desire to get a bookkeeper, get a bookkeeper and a tax advisor, it's an emerging, what's led me to believe that it's an emerging group is the fact that it's a new 501c3. Given the fact that they just received their 501c3, to really establish a base and then improve upon it.
Okay.
I would just like to add under educational programming, under management quality, that they have a very strong group of professionals who volunteer, who are tops in their fields from many different areas. That they're, and this probably addresses adversity as well, diversity as well. City Heights, Culiacan, Helix Charter School, Point Loma, 10th Avenue, and Visionary Performance Space. BDT has a story of commissioning local and known choreographers. Artistic director, Blythe Barton Dance Company. Artistic director of the Movement Initiative. These are, artistic director, Isadora Now. Artistic director of Somebody's Dance, it's called Somebody's Dance Company. Jean Travers, University of South Florida professor. These are. This shows evidence of strong quality of staff, organizational management, and that they have great potential.
I go back to the outreach.
Okay.
Already said that I found some evidence, weak evidence. There is, however, I don't know if it's conflicting evidence, but again, weak evidence on their outreach. On their outreach and inreach, they don't list any district, any school, any number of participants, although they mention their strategies that they want to serve public schools. And then when they talk about specifically schools, they do talk about Council District 2, but I don't see, the evidence is weak. The school is not named. And maybe I'm not seeing it, but I can't remember.
They do.
Is it?
They do the acronym.
Okay, that's right, okay. Okay, so well, there's, I still think it's weak evidence.
Okay, let's talk about artistic and programmatic quality.
I didn't see any evidence for Vision Dance Theater.
Yes, I agree.
What I'm led to think based on the writing is that the quality lies in the Vision School for the Performing Arts.
Under artistic quality, I think the strongest people that they have are their executive director and their
artistic director. The artistic director was an educational director of the Head Start program, worked as a training director, and in human resources. Actually, that's kind of weak. It's not as strong as I thought it was. It's business manager. Okay. I'm taking that back.
I'm gonna think out loud, and if I see the first sign, I will stop. Based on my reading of the application and what I saw as lack of evidence for vision dance theater, but prolific mention of vision school for the performing arts, I was struggling as to whether or not this was a new foundation similar to what other education institutions have to be the fundraising arm for VSPA, as opposed to being a standalone organization that's an emerging to create its new programs. I recognize that this is new, they just got their VSPA, and they really haven't been in operation yet. So I think that's probably, if I were to read an application from Vision Dance Theater maybe a year from now, maybe the separation would be more evident, but that's what I was struggling with as I was reading the application.
Okay.
I'll add something to that. So their mission statement it captures your attention because they write, "We will strive to create dance theater that is on the cutting edge of dance." That's a very strong statement to say you're going to be right at the cutting edge. And their pride will be that of diversity that has no limits in its creative process. That's a very strong statement about innovation. And, you know, they will tackle tough topics as well as general entertainment in the hope of opening minds and spirits to a world of all its possibilities. It's a very rich mission statement. But as you read through the application, there's so much more written about who's involved and how they're connected to the VSPA than there is about this cutting edge, mind-opening, you know, creativity without limits. You know, I was so excited and take that. it's kind of there was an invitation to go down a path, and there wasn't sufficient delivery in the application of that kind of programming that they described. So that is a disconnect there. So that's it. I wanted to add that.
Okay, great.
You said
thank
that
you.
Much more eloquently than
mm-hmm.
I
did.
Well, I would just add that I was looking, hopefully, under the work products that they would upload,
there were no work samples uploaded.
Yeah. So that was led to the fact.
In the evaluation,
yeah.
Makes evaluation more difficult.
Yeah,
and I like to look at those because I think it tells a lot, especially in a new company. I think in a year, they're going to find out, you know, they'll be more in reality. And maybe in the future, they might want to collaborate with another company and come together as one stronger company with because I think that it's going to be tough for them, and
okay, so one question that I'm struggling with, and some of the eligibility requirements of our program are a little bit new to me. Does the organization have to have a history of programming for 3 years?
Yes.
And
then how is this one eligible then?
They list their, I think 2010 is when, but they might not have gotten their 501c3.
Yeah, they don't have to have a 501c3 for 3 years, but
so
they're supposed to have a demonstrated record of programming.
They were
formed
in 2010.
With
so according to their application, they have been around for at least 3 years.
Just not doing much.
But they didn't receive their 501c3 until more recently.
My impression is that they're our programs that they have run since 2010, but they just do it under the umbrella organization. So in my view, I have, you know, evidence that although there might be a track record there, there's a lack of evidence of the programs that are being put together by this organization for them, not for a different organization.
This organization and them is who?
Sorry,
the
applicant.
Oh.
The applicant and the...
There's a lack of evidence that who is putting what together for who?
There's a lack of evidence on, you know, programs, perfect and quality, of visionary dance theater. I think, what's the acronym for the other one?
VSPA,
the umbrella organization.
There's
evidence that the programs are theirs.
The issue that I'm dealing with is point of view. So to your point, Karen, is there is a program that's been operating since 2010. I didn't see any evidence of that in the application, other than what I'm inferring to is VSPA. So that's what's leaving me some struggle in the sense that perhaps the folks that were writing this was writing it from the new 501c3 perspective,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the programmatic aspect of the thing. So that's where my struggle was. And I think if I'm presuming that it is the VSPA, I would have encouraged them to upload work samples for VSPA.
Because that is part of their body of work.
Right. Because
yeah.
I think to Ms. Perez's point, it's a great mission statement. It's a great
mm-hmm.
thing that you want to support.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, there was nothing
mm-hmm.
for us to see, but probably in their minds, yeah, we've done it with DSPA, but it's not there. That's all conjecture on my part.
So they may not have understood
that,
and therefore they really hurt themselves by not producing that too. Another thing I just wanted to add was that with their new 501(c)(3), they put great hope. They're a very hopeful company in grant writing and sponsorships. They feel that they're going to do very well with that. So I hope they do.
That's not an indicator of anything material for you.
I'm sorry.
That's non-material.
I did it again.
That's okay. I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
No, I
to
did
confirm
it again.
Was that non-material?
That's really non-material.
Okay. All right. Let's begin the scoring on that with Randy, please.
So, I gave it a 2. I think it's fundable, but it's, like I said, it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and Ms. Perez?
2+.
Commissioner Schonbrunn?
2+.
Commissioner Christiani?
I think being fiscally responsible, I would run to 1.
Okay. Non-material comments for Visionary Dance Theater.
I guess I would start, and I would encourage, obviously, Vision Dance Theater to come again. But probably have a discussion among staff or whatever, because I think I'm led to believe, based on what I'm reading, is that the writers got caught up between the 501c3 organization versus the actual performing arts organization. It's kind of like, I used to be a member of the Band Boosters. The band was a show, but we were just a funding mechanism to bust the kids here and there and whatever. But it would be the band that I would be showcasing as opposed to the Boosters. So, yeah.
I think your organization would greatly benefit of, and I don't know if they did, coming to the workshops and talking to other organizations that may have a, you know, similar, they're of similar age, so to speak, and compare notes. I think that would be a great advantage. Maybe understand if their umbrella organization is more of a partner in coming up with joint programming, or if they are a program of that organization.
I would take, I love that mission statement. This is a non-material right comment. So I really love that mission statement. I think it's beautiful, and there's a lot that can come out of that. I would deconstruct it, and I would map that mission statement to a strategic plan and use what they've accomplished already as environmental scan data that feeds their strategic plan. That's what I would do. And it will bring it together, past and present and future.
Were there non-material comments?
Well, I would just add another perspective, and I appreciate that comment very much, though. And it could very well be that they don't know. I don't know.
We wouldn't know, yeah.
It's really a shame because...
Okay. Okay, that concludes the review for Visionary Dance Theater.